Vikings got splashy last week. They traded for Miami Dolphins wide receiver Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace is now a Viking. He's known as a speedster, a guy who can run vertical routes, take the top off a defense, and stretch the field. That is what he can do, but Mike Wallace can do a bunch of other things too. We're going to take a look at the tape and show you what he can do. The thing beyond his speed that I love the most about Mike Wallace is his toughness. He knows how to go up and get the ball, and he knows how to get the ball into the end zone. The first play that illustrates that comes against the New England Patriots. Here's Mike Wallace down here at the bottom of the formation. Who's he lined up against? None other than Darrelle Revis from the New England Patriots, the best cornerback in the game. Revis, great coverage on this play, but Mike Wallace is just a little bit better. You can see Wallace is going to run a route that starts off going to the outside. He's going to stick his foot in the ground and then break to the inside. Darrelle Revis does a great job of staying in coverage on this play, gets his hips turned the proper way, and actually beats Mike Wallace to the spot right here on the goal line. But it's not good enough to defend this pass because Mike Wallace goes up and makes a tough catch in traffic, comes down with a touchdown. Again, this is on Darrelle Revis. The end zone view is going to give you a good look at this. You can see Mike Wallace goes up, battles with the NFL's best cornerback, and comes down with a touchdown. Again, Mike Wallace, known as a speedster who can make explosive plays, but 9 of his 10 touchdowns last season came in the red zone. Let's take a look at another play from Mike Wallace that illustrates his toughness. On this one, he's lined up at the top of the screen right here. This is going to be a wide receiver screen where these two receivers are going to come out and be his lead blockers. And they do a good job of getting hats on defenders to clear the way for Mike Wallace. But the last 5 yards or so of this play, it's all Mike Wallace and his toughness. You can see right here, two defenders close in on him. This should be a tackle for about a 5-yard gain on the 5-yard line, but Mike Wallace will not be denied. Gets off of those two. Charles Woodson comes over. He tries to bring him down, but he can't. Mike Wallace finds the end zone. You love to see that toughness out of a wide receiver, especially a guy who's going to be looked at as a leader in that wide receiver meeting room. But the dominant characteristic that Mike Wallace has is speed, and you're going to see it on this play. He's lined up bottom of the screen, man-to-man coverage. He's singled up on a cornerback. He got a single high safety way up here. This is the other safety. He's creeping down closer to the line of scrimmage. Now, Ryan Tannehill, when he sees this, when Teddy Bridgewater sees this, next season, he's got Mike Wallace singled up on a corner with a safety way over there on the other side of the field. It's go time for the Vikings offense. Norv Turner and Teddy Bridgewater are going to dial up this play exactly. Now here you see Wallace probably has 3 or 4 good yards of separation right here. This play should be over. Tannehill should deliver a strike. He should deliver it on time, and this should be an easy touchdown. Now Tannehill's a little bit late coming to Wallace, and he delivers it. Wallace is able to make the catch a good job of making a tough catch in traffic by Mike Wallace. He does that all the time, and he comes down with a touchdown. Should have been an easier pitch and catch for the quarterback and receiver, but Mike Wallace still gets it done. Now, we go back a few seasons when Mike Wallace played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This film is not as good. It's a little bit grainy, but you're going to get the point. Mike Wallace, top of the screen right here. It's not just a matter of Mike Wallace running down the field and you throw a long pass to him deep down the field. You can throw it to Mike Wallace short, and he'll take a short reception and turn it into a long gain. You're going to see a quick slant right here. Roethlisberger is going to find Wallace wide open, and I'm going to pause it right at the point of the catch right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 Giants defenders closing in on Mike Wallace. Take a look at that, and you tell me how this should be a touchdown. There's no way Mike Wallace should find his way to the end zone, but he's going to continue on this underneath route, and he's going to find the sideline. He's going to get vertical, and he's going to outrun the entire Giants secondary right here. This is something that you cannot coach, you cannot teach. This is pure speed. Mike Wallace is tough. Mike Wallace can go up and get a ball. Mike Wallace can get the ball to the end zone, but the dominant trait that Mike Wallace has is speed. You see it on that play, and that's what he's going to bring to the Vikings offense.